Thanks so much for listening.
Welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Jeffersonville. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. Tonight's show will be living in the world of what often gets called Americana, the sort of catch-all term that includes singer-songwriter, folk, and alternative country, as well as some more further-reaching sounds of the greater instrumental Americana world. And this week there will be one artist, a guitarist and pedal steel player, who is the through line for most of the tracks you're going to hear. I'll let you know who that is at the break. So first up is a 2024 track from Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. This one is called Empty Trainload of Sky.
Not right now. Go
Wanna drive to Atlanta and live out this fantasy. You're running around with a rag top down. Yeah, I wanna do right, but not right now. Had your arm around his shoulder, a regimental soldier. And mama starts pushing that wedding gown. Yeah, you wanna do right, but not right now. Oh, me, oh, my, oh, would you look at me so high? She's running around with a rag top down. She says, I want to do right, but not right
It's only made of concrete and barbed wire.
about you. You left your mark on me. It's permanent, a tattoo. Pierce the skin and the blood runs through. Watch the water boil and I listen. Turn off the television.
See you. a better judgment. It's all behind you now. Just a mile outside of town. What's the use of being found? You can lose yourself in some good ground. In the weeds hiding down river right next door. There's no frame around the pitch, just the view through my back door.
come in, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the purple heather. Will ye go, lass ye go?
That was Greg Lees, who happens to be the featured artist this week with his version of Wild Mountain Thyme. And tonight's show started off with a pair of tracks by Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. First up was Empty Trainload of Sky off of their 2024 album called Woodland, which is named for the studio that the pair own in Nashville. And second was Look at Miss Ohio off of 2003's Soul Journey, which is credited as a Gillian Welch solo album, but it is also a collaboration with David Rawlings. And Greg Lees is playing dobro on that track, and you're going to hear him on just about every song on the show tonight. Greg is an amazing guitarist who's best known as a slide player on lap steel and dobro, and probably most famously on pedal steel. He's one of those guys with a staggering resume that spans decades and styles. I'm not sure if I could name another player who's on both a Dwight Yoakam and a Sabrina Carpenter track. Here are some of the people he's worked with over the years that you're not hearing tonight. Jackson Browne, Fiona Apple, Roxette, The Smashing Pumpkins, Joe Cocker, Lana Del Rey, Haim, Phoebe Bridgers, David Crosby, Sheryl Crow, Marshall Crenshaw, John Fogerty, Willie Nelson, Mark Knopfler, Joni Mitchell, Randy Newman, Bruce Springsteen, Bonnie Raitt, Matthew Sweet, St. Vincent, Brian Wilson, Bob Dylan, The Bangles, Stevie Nicks, Ringo Starr, Daft Punk, and believe me, the list goes on and on. One of his longer musical relationships is with Lucinda Williams. He's been both a player and producer for her, and you heard him playing on two songs from her classic 1998 album Car Wheels on a Gravel Road next. First was Concrete and Barbed Wire, and second was Right in Time. And then you heard Greg playing pedal steel on Beck's song Country Down from his 2014 album Morning Phase. And then I closed the set with Greg's version of the traditional folk song Wild Mountain Thyme, which is based on the arrangement by Francis McPeak. And so that track is from the 2013 tribute album called The Big E, a salute to steel guitarist Buddy Emmons. And I'll keep the Greg Lees train rolling, and we'll start veering away from traditional Americana right after this short break.
Sullivan County's social host law, Jared's Law, makes it illegal for anyone 18 or older to provide alcohol or cannabis to minors. Named for a local teen killed in a drunk driving accident, Jared's Law ensures that adults are held accountable, with penalties including fines and even jail time. Parents and guardians are still the number one deterrent to underage substance use, and Jared's Law helps keep our kids safe. Paid for by Catholic Charities.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. This week, it's a live event from our original home, the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis. We have four of the city's most defining chefs, Sean Sherman, Karin Tomlinson, Diane Mua, and Jamal Hashi, on their incredible food community. It's coming up on The Splendid Table.
The Splendid Table, Sunday morning at 11, on Radio Catskill.
Last week, the music world lost Bob Weir, founding member of the Grateful Dead, who in his 60 years of performance gave at least 5,000 live concerts. Radio Catskill will honor Bobby's life tomorrow night on both The Secret Show with Brian Sheehan at 9 and The Deep End with Jeff Loeffler at 10. 3 hours of Bob Weir featuring lots of live music. 9 to midnight tomorrow night on Radio Catskill.
Escaping through the lily fields, I came across an empty space.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. So I've been playing tracks tonight featuring the great guitarist Greg Lees. I mentioned that one of his longer musical relationships has been with Lucinda Williams. Another artist that he's collaborated a lot with over the years is the guitarist Bill Frisell. And so here's a track with them both together. This is Bill Frisell's song Roscoe.
Thank you. I pull the knife from my back.
Right. That was Bill Frisell with his song called Greg Lees, that of course also features Greg Lees. And the second half of the show tonight started with another Bill Frisell tune with Greg Lees. It was Roscoe off of Frisell's 1999 album called Good Dog, Happy Man, an album that also features the great drummer Jim Keltner. And after that was Robert Plant and Alison Krauss with their version of the Gene Clark song Through the Morning, Through the Night, off of their 2007 album Raising Sand that became pretty much an instant classic in the Americana world. And that was Greg Lees on the pedal steel on that track. And then you heard Greg featured again on the song Harmonia by Cass McCombs off of his 2009 album called Catacombs. And then it was Frisell again, closing the set with the song Greg Lees from his 2001 album Blues Dream. That's also the last song featuring Greg Lees in tonight's show. And I could do a whole other episode of this show on Bill Frisell, but for now we'll just do one more track. This one features Frisell, but it is by the band called Earth that started in the Pacific Northwest, with the sound that pulled from stoner rock, drone, and doom metal. Their sound has grown and evolved over the years into something different, and you're going to hear one of those tracks to close the show. This one is from their 2008 album, The Bees Made Honey in the Lion's Skull, and the track is called Engine of Ruin. All right, thanks for listening. If you want to reach out, I'm at connectthedotswjff@gmail.com, and thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Jeffersonville.
Thank you.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Narrowsburg Union, where food, creativity, and small business meet in the heart of Narrowsburg. With a cafe serving weekend breakfast and lunch, locally made goods at Catskills Curated, and multiple spaces to work and gather. NarrowsburgUnion.com. And from the Calicoon Theater, an updated vintage movie theater with new film releases, live music, and more. Information and schedule at CalicoonTheater.com. And from listeners like you.
NPR Music is looking for the next great undiscovered musician to play the tiny desk. If you're an unsigned artist, record a video of yourself playing one original song behind a desk and submit it to the 11th annual Tiny Desk Contest by February 9th. And if you win, you'll play your very own Tiny Desk concert. Think you've got what it takes? Learn more at WJFFradio.org.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Jennifer Welsh, co-host of the podcast I've Had It. Welsh doesn't mind if you call her woke, but her own special kind of woke.
I think we have to go dark woke. And dark woke is being willing to say non-politically correct things to win this fight. You have to be ruthless. You have to know what you're up against.
Jennifer Welsh of I've Had It, next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen Sunday at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.